are quite concerned that Florida Democrats are going to lose their right to vote. And of all states, we have the sensitivity of this because of what we have gone through, not only in 2000, but the questionable counting of votes and a person's right to have their vote counted and counted as intended was again raised in the 2006 congressional elections in the Sarasota congressional district.
Nelson said that the Florida Democratic congressional delegation is united in its desire to investigate whether the National Party's action would be a violation of state or federal laws protecting voting rights. Questions exist, though, about whether there is really a protected right to vote in a party's primary election. Nelson has proposed a compromise to Democratic National Committee, or DNC chair, Howard Dean.
Those states, all of whom want to go in front of Florida, their state law allows an administrative officer to move the date of the election. That is not the case in Florida. Florida's date is set in state law, January 29th. The easy solution is to have those states who want to go before Florida to simply move their election earlier 7 days. That then would still preserve the sequence.
But the DNC has suggested that Florida determine its delegates through a caucus. Some call this option a beauty contest because Florida's January 29th primary election would have little importance. But Representative Alcee Hastings has a different term for it.
I don't see the counterproposal of the DNC as offering us a beauty contest. I see it as offering us an ugly contest because by and large, what will have happened at that time is most of the determination as to who our nominee will have taken place.
In the future, Senator Nelson thinks there should be rotating regional primaries.
I have long advocated a system of regional primaries that would rotate, and you would determine the first by a lottery or a flip of the coin, and then they would rotate every 4 years. That seems to be a very sane method, and I will be filing such a bill when we come back in September.